Today's lunch, we're going to do some lunch from Shai, Moshe, and Daniel, Rifki, Bas Moshe, Zeros, we're going to do some lunch from Malcolm, and Baruch, we're going Malcolm, and Tutsum, Fagel, Dino, and it's chutz for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish, Samach Gimel. We're actually in middle, almost at the end of Sif Yud Dalet. Now, what we learned about here, we just have to refresh our memory, because it was Vincent's Thursday. We learned here in Sif Yud Dalet that if there was, you have this city, was cloudy, and they by mistake made Shabbos early, right? And then they realized that they made Shabbos earlier than they expected. So we had different shittas. First, we said that the Kabbalah Shabbos is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Then we said that Lamaisa, the people who lit candles, they cannot do malacha. Other people could do malacha. Then we brought down the Mishnah Berurah that said that the people who were Mekabel Shabbos, there are shittas that hold that a tzibur that's makabel Shabbos, even if it is betoyes, they have to keep the Shabbos. Only those who were not makabel Shabbos, they would still be able to do malacha, and the miyut would not be nigra after the rife. That's what we learned on the summary, sort of high level of what we learned last week. Now, so on the last two lines of the mechaber in this sif. On the top of page Lamed Ches, for those looking inside, Yeshayim, those who say, "Sha'oisay ner shehidlik l'shem Shabbos," that candle. So we have this situation that they made Shabbos early. People were madlik neris. There are some people that were not makabel Shabbos, depending which sheet you go through. But there's some people that were not makabel Shabbos. They say, says the mechaber, regardless of what you hold, that ner that they lit, also liga by v'loisa by Shem, and that candle remains mukta. And we'll have seen the Mishavura why. V'afilim kava also l'talta, even if it blows out, if it goes out the fire, you're not going to be metalta, that ner becomes mukta. So basically, what is the Mechaber telling us? I have my wife lit candles early by mistake, and therefore she has to be Mekabel Shabbos. I was not yet Mekabel Shabbos. And therefore, I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, according to all the Shittas. However, those candles, she certainly can't touch them. I cannot touch them either. Why? I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, so why is that the case? Liga Boy, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan and Zayin, Hainu. Afila Acha Shaloi Hidlik, even somebody else, not the person who was Madlik, Shaloi Hidlik and I did not yet light candles. Veloi Kibel Shabbos, and my example, my wife was Mekabel Shabbos with lighting the candles by mistake. I was not yet Mekabel Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, I am not allowed to touch those candles. Ken Kosvar Zerur. That's the way the Zerur explains the Mechaber's halacha that he's telling us. Because of the Magen Avraham Hatan, the Magen Avraham gives us the reason. The Azal Lishitase, the Kabbalah's Tzibur B'Tosh, Shema Kabbalah. That Kabbalah's Tzibur that was Mekabel Shabbos over here by mistake is Kabbalah. The Imkain, Hukta, Anem L'Mitzase. So for those people, they were Mekabel Shabbos. So Menegea to them, the candles became hukta l'mitzvasa. They came muksa. They are kabbal Shabbos. The kivancha hukta l'balim hukta l'kol. Since the owner of the candle, it became muksa to them. It becomes muksa to everybody. The gam also ligabai. If you're not even touch it, the cheshin and shami yishtamish by. Because b'choishes that if you touch it, you might go use the candles. So basically, the svar is very simple. Since these people lit candles, they were Mekabel Shabbos. So therefore, to them, their candles became mukta. Once it's mukta to them, it's mukta to everyone else. L'tzorech mitzvah yesh lahakol. If you tzorech mitzvah, you can be makel over here. Kosav apim regadim. Mi shehidlik nash Shabbos v'ayda yom gadol. Somebody made lit candles when it's the very early in the day. V'hisna Shaloi Lekabel Shabbos. I made a Tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbos. Now, we said earlier already that for a man, this is no problem. But for the women, the accepted rule is that once they Mekabel Shabbos, they Mekabel Shabbos. And some Shittas hold, they can't even make a Tanai to get out of it. So other Shittas hold, they could. But it should only be used in a great Shas HaTzarech. Chili, you should not be Samech on that. But let's say such a Tanai was made. Afilo Hachi Hukta Ne'el Mitzvasai. Since these were lit for Ner Shabbos, he says, these became mukta, they became hukta for Neris, and therefore you're not allowed to do anything with them. But also, they get the Kedushas of Ner Shabbos. Even other people, the muktzah l'bayla masla koyel. Once it becomes muktzah for the owners, it becomes muktzah for everyone. So interesting halach over here that if you're in a house and there's some people made the early Shabbos, some people making late Shabbos, in an open that that's okay, and they were lit candles, you cannot take that candle and go use it for a dvar choyel. They became neir Shabbos and they became muktzah l'mitzvasa. Right. Let's go to Sif Tezvav, also a very negedic halacha. Mi sheshoel l'spal mincha b'erev Shabbos, ad shekibla koel Shabbos. You are late. The tzibur was makabel Shabbos. So let's go with a simple case. We're talking during the summer in the bungalow colony, and they make early Shabbos. But you're running late. So you come to shul, and they were makabel Shabbos. You, however, did not have a mincha yet. Lo yispal mincha ba'isa beisa knesses. Don't daven mincha in that shul. Ela yele chutz lo yisa beisa knesses v'yispal tefila shochel. You should go outside and daven a tefila shochel. V'hu shaloi kibol Shabbos iman. We're also obviously talking about a case that you are not yet mekabel Shabbos and you're in an oifen that you are possible not to be mekabel Shabbos. Aber im on the kibol Shabbos imayim, if you were mekabel Shabbos and yachos fal tefila shochel, obviously you can't daven mincha. At least spell average time. In such a case, you have to daven the Maris twice. So there's two things the Mechaber told us here. Number one, if I walk into a shul that over there they were Mekabel Shabbos and I did not daven mincha yet, I'm going to daven Yechidus. There's no minyan over here. I should not daven in the shul where they are davening Kabbal Shabbos. I should go outside and daven over there. Number two, if I was Mekabel Shabbos already and then I realize, oh, I didn't daven mincha, you cannot daven mincha anymore. You have to. You can daven to Ma'aribs, you cannot daven mincha. Let's see the Mishrur Shekiblu. Hayinu b'Amiris Baruch Hu. I've been Mizrach Eliyahu Mishabbos. Kol Makal Afi Menhagim. He's mentioned this a number of times. It's different Menhagim. At what point are we Mekabel Shabbos? Either Baruch Hu, Mizrach Shir, the Bayi V'Shalom, K'tel V'Sim Reish, Samach Aleph, Seif Dalet, as we already discussed previously, Ayin Shah. Lo Yispal, you should not daven. Hayinu. I feel like I am Gadol. This Tzibur went ahead and they made Shabbos early. It's still plenty of time in the day to daven mincha. This tzibur was mekabel Shabbos. You should not go ahead and be and daven mincha of a weekday in a makom that they already made Shabbos. Think it's not appropriate. Now, can you daven in the hallway or the coat room outside? Reb Nissen Karelit says that that is considered the same as the basic nesses, and you cannot do it. He says the Ezra's Nashim, if you go into the ladies section, that is not considered the same as the basic Nesses, unless there are people over there who are davening Kabbalah Shabbos with the Tzibur. So if there are people there who are being mitzarev with the Tzibur Kabbalah Shabbos, then you'll have the same problem anyway. You can't daven mincha in there. But he says better to go to the Ezra's Nashim than to do it in the entranceway to the shul. Okay, now, so that's rule number one. Avol im ana. What happens if you were Mekabel Shabbos, right? Hayinu she'ana baruch hu, v'asoy ba'atzmei kodesh, b'anis baruch hu. By you answering baruch hu, it became Shabbos for you. Ve'ein yasen ach kechol, you certainly can't make it chol. M'shem hachin, less like the kanta, you have no solution. But the only thing you can do is daven two ma'ariv. Sh'tayim, hayinu metchilu l'shem Shabbos. The first one, you daven l'shem Shabbos. Ach kachshnil, tashlumi mincha. And the second one, you do for mincha, as we learned in the past, that when somebody has to do a tashlum and somebody has to do two shmanasras, the first shmanasra is the one that he's currently davening, the tefillah that's currently being davened, and the second shmanasra is for the makeup for the one before. V'im hafach, what happens if you switched it around? Ef shede yotza, maybe you yotza, hoy v'adayin yoyim hu is ma mincha. If you went ahead, say it's a unique case. So here, it's still day, but the problem is I was mekabel Shabbos, and that's the reason I can't daven mincha. Really, it's still the zman mincha. Now, what I'm supposed to do is my first Ma'ariv should be Kabbalah Ma'ariv of Shabbos, and the second Shmoneser should be as a Tashluma for my Mincha. What happens if I went the other way around? I had in mind that my first Shmoneser is my Tashluma for Mincha. My second Shmoneser is going to be my Ma'ariv, but it's still Lamaisa daytime, so it's still Zman Mincha. Therefore, some say that you were Yoitze. Ken Kaza Prima Godam, Simon Zeva, Ein Lo Prima Godam, Shresar. Simen Kuf Ches, Sif Katan Ches, we went through this sugya over there. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Sif Tezayin. In Baal Beis HaKnesses, Samach LeKabbalah Tzibur Shabbos. I come to the shul. The Tzibur is not yet Mekabel Shabbos, but they're almost going to. Maschil Espal Mincha, then I could have a Mincha in the Bismedrish. So we just said in Tezvav. that if I come to the shul and they were already mekabel Shabbos, I can't have a mincha there. I got to go outside and have a mincha. But if I come to shul and they were about to, they not yet there, but they're soon going to do Kabbalah Shabbos, then I couldn't have a mincha in the shul. Maskless fell mincha. But Alpha Bishop, I'll eat them as far as Kabbalah Shabbos, even though I will not get to finish my Nesra. I know they're already holding a middle of Lechunaran. I'm not going to finish my Nesra before they get to Bayi Vishalom. Amikach Chlum is not a problem. Since at the time that I started mincha, it was okay to start because the tzibur did not yet daven. They were not yet mekabel Shabbos. Of the vayla, it's still choil by them. There was nothing wrong with the fact that I started to daven mincha. Since there was nothing wrong at the time that I started, there's nothing wrong. I can continue and I can finish up my Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maskless ba mincha v'loy yam tashiyana baruch hu. Don't wait until you say baruch hu. Im yanes shuv lo yuchlas ba'alach kach mincha. If you do, you won't be able to daven mincha because that's Kabbal Shabbos. Since you started it at a moment that you're allowed to, because the tzibur did not yet be mekabel Shabbos, even though you knew you're not going to even be able to finish half your Shmoneh Esrei before the tzibur's mekabel Shabbos, that's considered starting when it's still mutter. This iser that we said in the last sif, that if the shul davened Kabbal Shabbos, you should not daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei over there. Eight some spell Shabbos. Ain't a little chumrah ba'alma. It's only a chumrah ba'alma. Since it's only a chumrah, if I'm starting before they did Kabbal Shabbos, even though I'm not going to finish until after, it's fine. Makom makom. Says the Mishnah Berurah that although the Mechaber just told us that it's okay, you can do this. However, it would still be better to go outside rather than doing it inside. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Yizayin. Yes, I mean, there are those who say, Shemisha kibbol all of Shabbos kaidim shechashecha, somebody who's accepted Shabbos early, mutta loyim l'Yisrael chaveri last time halacha. So I went ahead. David, you have a question or your hands just got raised?
Question.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Kabbalah Shabbos, it's talking about from Mizmor Shir?
So that is
Where's
it, it's everything that
definitely
goes on
Lachon?
the
I don't
minute.
know.
Every Kabbalah Shabbos is depending on the minute. Some places it was Baruch Hu, some places it was Mizmor Shir. And some places it's Bayi V'Shalom. Our minig is that it's Bayi V'Shalom. So that the every place that the Mechaber or the Mishnah Berurah here said Einan Baruch Hu should be replaced with saying Bayi V'Shalom. Once you're if we now let's go with practical in our case, right? So you walked into our shul, you didn't have a mincha yet, and the shul said Bayi V'Shalom, you cannot have a mincha in the shul. Go outside. If you're going to finish it. If you started before the shul got to Bayi V'Shalom, then you could, although the Mishnah Berurah says if you're not going to finish before they get to Bayi V'Shalom, it's still preferable to go outside. But Lamaisa, you could do it in the shul. Got it? Okay. All right, so let's stop over here because we're starting a new topic. We'll start with Sif Yud Zayin tomorrow, Amir Tz Hashem. Shkoyach.